Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You know, getting back into the dating world can be an exciting time in your life, but you know, as you maybe are going through a divorce or already divorced, and you remember when you used to tell your kids about safe sex, sometimes you don't necessarily think about it yourself. My guest is Dr. Pepper Schwartz. So, Dr. Schwartz, do you find that as people enter midlife and maybe they're dating again and they're back into this world, that they don't think about the things that maybe they told their teens and preteens about many years before?
Oh, it's absolutely true. I think that kids have to, the adult children have to take their parents and give them the talk, just like it happened 40 years ago for them. At the AARP, we did a national study of, I'm their love and relationship ambassador, and I was involved in that study where we asked single adults over 50 how often they used condoms when they were dating and having sex, and the finding was miserable. About a third of the women used them always or most of the time, and less than 12% of the men.
That's amazing. And, you know, I know that I even have a sister that's in this group that you're talking about right now. And I know that because people aren't worried about getting pregnant at that time, they don't seem to think it's quite the same risk.
Well, it isn't quite the same risk when people are younger and having a lot of partners. But just because you only have one partner doesn't mean you know about what they've accumulated in their lifetime. It is true that the STD rates of older people are lower, but they're not zero. And sometimes people get some unhappy and sometimes even tragic information as a result of not doing safe sex.
And what are you seeing? Are you seeing in this different sort of middle-aged population more herpes? Are you seeing chlamydia? Are you seeing HIV on the rise? Or is it mostly kind of these ones that, you know, we used to hear about?
It's mostly the ones we used to hear about, you know, chlamydia, herpes, things like that. Even gonorrhea, 1, 2, 3%, 4%, 1% about HIV. But, of course, you know, there's little networks that are more intense than others. And many years ago in Miami, in the nursing homes, they had these outbreaks of some serious STDs, including some HIV. So while it's lower chance, it's not no chance. And people have to realize that, you know, if you're going to be responsible sexual adults, I don't care if they're 80 years old, they have to be protective of their own health and others.
Absolutely. So what do you recommend as your best advice for people in their 40s and 50s and even 60s and 70s that are out in the dating world? And should us in the sandwich generation be, talking to our parents about these sorts of things? I mean, my dad, Dr. Schwartz, is 88 years old, and he's dating, but I haven't really had the talk with him.
Well,
do you
know,
recommend that we do?
It depends on your relationship with your parents, you know? I mean, if you've talked about these things all your life, then it's easy to talk about them now. If you've never talked about anything, it's hard, but I think you could say, look, I'm delighted, you know, that you're having companionship. I just want you to know that I love you and I want you to be healthy and safe, which means, you know, being responsible about what you do, both emotionally and physically. And that sometimes, you know, I would just email them an article. AARP has a lot of really useful articles on their site. I'm sure some of the medical journals also put this information out online. Just send it and said, you know, you might be interested in this. You don't have to have a gas list. You just want to make sure they know that you care. Even to the extent of getting emotionally involved with someone because you had sex with someone maybe you should not have. I don't think older people are promiscuous, but, you know, there's often have been very lonely, and loneliness doesn't often make you make the best choices.
Now, what about getting tested? Do we encourage that if they're going to be out there in that dating world that they do as they would tell a 20-year-old to do and go get tested right away before they sort of feel they're clean and good to go?
I think it's wonderful. Now, of course, you know, if you were married for 40 years and you were monogamous and so was your wife, the chances of you needing a big small. But I think for your sense of safety and responsibility to others, I still think it would be a great thing to do. It would show you were a responsible, thoughtful human being.
Now, what else is going on there today in this dating world of midlife situation? Are people moving around from partner to partner? Do they tend to find somebody and stick with them a while? What are you seeing going on out there?
Well, the latter is more true. They find somebody and they stick with them. There's always a small percentage of people who go, you know, woohoo, first time in my life I've ever been able to have more experience. And they have a period, usually a short period, of not wanting to be committed and having, you know, several people in their life, et cetera. But the vast majority are anxious, particularly if they've had good companionship, to replicate again as soon as possible. I always tell people, if they're going to go online and date, look for the people who just got on, because most people are in a big hurry to get off. And ones that are on a long time, I don't know.
Well, I mean, that was going to be my next question, Dr. Schwartz, is that, you know, there's so many. Now there's Our Time, and then there's J-Date, and then there's, you know, for the mature over 50 crowd, and then there's, you know, there are so many online dating, and now this baby boomer and above generation has their own whole niche of online dating. So you suggest looking for the people that are sort of new to the dating, to the online dating, because maybe someone being on there for a while is maybe likes to serially date.
I think that's not always true. So, you know, I don't want to.
It's not. Okay. You know, it's not always. I get that. But I mean, it's kind of something to follow anyway, you know.
Yeah. No, I'd say this would be a good idea. Look for people who just got on. Be quick about it, because most men and certainly women, if they can find someone to care about, are going to get off. And they will find someone. I'm a big believer in online dating. I think people have to be very cautious and do their diligence, not give their phone number out in the beginning, and do a little work to see if what somebody said about themselves is true. Now with Googling everything, you can find out a great deal about something worth doing. But most people are honest, and therefore the reason they say they're there for. Yes, they say they're younger or older by a few years. Yes, they're, you know, maybe their picture is as it should be, and maybe there are a few more pounds on them than they admitted. But in the really important stuff, it's the rare person who really picks it all up.
Well, that's true, and I know people in their middle, you know, ages there that I've been trying to encourage to go on to some of these, and they tend to be more reticent of the online dating. And, you know, some women that I know in their 70s, and they tend to be more reticent. They think, well, back in the day, it used to be considered real dangerous, you know, and so now it's more mainstream. And I try and convince them, what can I say to them to let them know, yeah, you're careful, you don't give out your immediate phone numbers and everything, but it's not nearly as dangerous as maybe they used to hear about.
No, it's really quite different. It's become the way people meet each other. I wrote a book called Prime, Adventures and Advice About Love, Sex, and the Sensual Years, and the only personal book I've ever written between when I was 55 and for the 5 years I was dating and online till I was 60 and I found someone and fell in love. But actually, I fell in love a couple times online, and I talk about it mostly to demythologize the idea that you know, only losers are on, or dangerous people, or anytime you put your heart vulnerable, that's be resilient. But the fact about just following the very basic costs that either I write about, or when you go on a dating site, almost all of them match, whatever you want, all of them, advice about safety. Read all that stuff. It's useful for you.
Well, it certainly is, and this is great advice, and my guest is Dr. Pepper Schwartz. And, you know, we're talking about dating, sex, and STDs, and people, if you're like me and you're part of this sandwich generation, then you definitely need to have that talk if you've been close enough with your parents that you can talk to them. And then you've got your younger kids, you're talking to them about it too. So you should get pretty good at it at this point. But remember, you have to take some of the same precautions that you might have had to take when you were a teenager and or a little bit older than that. So that's the great advice today. You're listening to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.